Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Howland. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're in our second hour here on this I don't know, typical rainy, cloudy day in March here. Before the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Actually, it might be kicking off right now there in Hartford, right?
Oh, just about, I think.
Everyone's drinking green beer. So we're here to help you out and get online if you'd like. 860-522-9842. Everything we've posted has been posted over to their Facebook page by Mike G. Over to our Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. If you want to be part of that group, just go ahead and ask us. And you can go ahead and get in there and get the links that way. If you follow us on X, Mike has posted it there as well. And, of course, Dennis is posting everything as we go through the show to our Facebook page. And it'll eventually show up. We don't know why it's delayed. And our web designer hasn't been able to tell us why either. So we just accept it. Let's go on to your calls here because we got just too much to do to be able to fix that problem, unfortunately. Let's go to Sal in Enfield next. What is happening, Sal?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Been a long-time listener of you guys and always kind of like try to listen and do what you guys suggest.
Yeah.
I was on a couple of weeks ago in reference to I had Webroot for and basically there was an issue where I wasn't unable to connect to the service.
All right.
And after contacting them, I had to go through some manual stuff myself, and my subscription was running out. And long story short, it never really got fixed.
All right.
And so you guys suggested Sophos and ESET. So I was all set to do Sophos, but now I got to uninstall Webroot.
And
I'm on right now. I'm on the page where it says, you know, you do this. I'm not able to shut down secure anywhere, so I'm not able to do that. But then it says, I gotta, if that didn't work, go to permissions and check your permissions. Now, over here, it says go to utilities, the disk utility. And now it says, we recommend you use disk utility under instruction by qualified technician. And like, I don't know if I'm qualified enough. I don't want to blow up my computer.
You just want to remove your antivirus, and they're making it hard, right? And this is, we've come across this too. We long ago switched away from Webroot. They usually have an uninstall tool.
Yeah.
And I mean, Dennis, you probably could find it for him.
Right? I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah.
One thing that we often will do with computers if we're having trouble removing it is to boot to safe mode.
Right.
And then use a command line tool to do it. And it will typically work in safe mode.
Okay, so like right here it says something about, all right, so right now I'm on my disk utility, and it says click the hard drive name, example, Macintosh HD. So like I got highlighted Macintosh.
All right.
And then it says click first aid. Now, I'll do this, but I mean, you know, am I qualified enough to do this? Am I going to cause any problems?
Run first aid in disk utility? Yes.
Yes.
He is qualified?
It's pretty basic.
I was going to say he's not, but all right.
It's similar to check disk in Windows.
So, but why should he have to do all this to get rid of WebRoot in a Mac? I mean, WebRoot is tough, but.
Well, all antiviruses can be tough because they're installed to use computer terms, ring zero.
Gotcha.
And they actually will have services running that can be actually hidden from the rest of the operating system, but you're asking the operating system to remove it.
Right.
So there's your conundrum.
Yeah.
And typically there are hooks that it will recognize and say, oh yeah, this guy actually wants to uninstall me so I can go away.
Right.
And it will do that, but sometimes that hook doesn't work, and that's what we're running into.
And this disk utility has something to do with that? It doesn't even make sense to me.
What the procedure that he's following is suggesting that there's a problem within the file system, and you need the first aid to fix it.
Gotcha. So you have corruption in your file system is causing the WebRoot from not wanting to remove, is what you're saying?
It's possible. I would call it stretching it a bit, but it can be an issue.
All right. So basically, I mean, like right now, you know, over here in the disk utility on the left side there, the left panel, it says Apple SSD APO2. Underneath it says Container Disk 1. Then it says Macintosh H.
Yep.
Then Macintosh. And then right there, it was automatically highlighted when I came to this. It says Macintosh.
Right.
So now I can go up to first aid, click on that, and hit run and see what happens?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, again, it's like, okay, I'm going to run it right now. I mean, verifying the startup volume will cause this computer to stop responding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. The whole computer will kind of go dormant while this happens.
Right. Just think of like Star Trek working.
All right. So basically, all right, I got a consultation at 10:30, and maybe I'll have to use my other computer maybe if this thing runs for a while.
So do you need your computer for the consultation?
Yeah.
Then don't do it yet.
Yeah, wait.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
I'm going to I appreciate you guys because like I wouldn't have known what to do, and like I don't want to mess things up any more than I know.
No, we feel the same way. So the other thing, too, is we're going to try to find an uninstaller for WebRoot for Mac. We were both thinking it was a PC issue, but it's a Mac. So we'll find that for you if we can. And sometimes if the utility itself from WebRoot might be what you really want to run on that Mac to help it uninstall, if there is an uninstall utility for the Mac. There might be.
All right. So then I can just go to your guys' your website there? Okay.
Yep.
Hey, look, thank you very much, guys. And, you know, kind of make me sleep tonight.
Well, I'm sorry you lose sleep over this. That makes me feel bad for you, too, but we're happy to be of service.
All right, thank you again.
You got it, Sal. All right, bye-bye. I mean, I understand it, right? So you don't want to mess things up, right?
Yeah.
And I feel the same way when I'm trying to, you know, last night, my wife and I are getting ready for our kids to come over, and they're bringing their girlfriends. They're coming over, hanging out. And we have a 20-year-old faucet that just falls apart in her hand as she's cleaning it. So I had to be a plumber an hour before all these kids are coming over. And I don't want to be a plumber. But I, you know, it's the same thing, right? I don't want to mess it up. And you're dealing with these old valves, and the valves don't want to fully turn off. And it's like, then I don't want to have a big leak everywhere. And I'm not going to call a plumber to get it fixed within an hour. Sorry, plumbers, but I did it myself. But I understand what you're saying, right? So I would lose sleep over my plumbing. I'm going to put a bucket under that thing now forever just in case it's going to leak. So your computer is even more important because you're actually using it as a tool. So we definitely understand what you're saying. But they really shouldn't be they shouldn't be this fallible. They shouldn't be this weak.
Agreed.
Now, they should be more durable, but they're really not. And as long as you have a good backup, you can get back to where you were. We should have asked him if he's got a good time machine running on that thing, because that's a good backup system from Apple. Let's go to Ed quickly here in Wallingford and see what he's got cooking over there. What's going on, Ed?
Yeah, hi. Hey, thanks for the advice. A few weeks ago, you told me to contact the town about the GoNetSpeed.
Yeah.
In Wallingford.
Yeah.
So I did. I went to the electric division. I talked to the engineering department.
Nice.
And it is not as simple as just running cables.
Well, nobody said it was that simple. That's like step one.
Step one. The pole height has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem is the contracts have been written with GoNetSpeed, and they have not signed them with the town of Wallingford.
Oh, somebody doesn't like the contract then. Okay, so it looks like they're trying to get that going for you. Because it does seem like a good fit there, right? Because any kind of if you had municipal electricity, that it was your, I guess you sold that as a town, but you know, why not run your own internet connection too if you could? So if the contracts have been signed,
the engineering department was very helpful. Boy, they gave me a lot of information about it. But the bottom line is they still haven't signed a contract.
Gotcha. And you're right. It's never that simple just to run the fiber. But it is step one, right? So on those poles, just so you know, there's a foot called municipal gain. All right. Thankfully, the towns and their infinite wisdom or wherever, the state, the feds, who knows who did it, said we're gonna reserve a foot of wood on your 40-foot pole. And it's called municipal gain, where you can put your own stuff on there. And, of course, the incumbents fought really hard about that. They don't want you on their poles because, gosh, you just wouldn't want another wire on your pole. I mean, that'd be the last straw.
Oh, yeah. It'll just topple right over on you.
That's like crazy talk, putting another wire on a pole designed for wires.
You need more space for the birds to sit.
Exactly. I mean, some of the excuses we heard were just like, oh, we just don't want some crazy fiber guy popping things up there. I mean, it's just nutty what they would say to keep the fiber off there. But that's the easy part, I would contend. And of course, the fiber people are saying it's not that easy. The switching and the connection to the main hubs, and we had Whip City Fiber in here before. They have their own municipal fiber system, but they were an electric company prior. There's a lot more involved than just running the fiber. You need these switching hubs. They're going to manage 10G connections these days, and those switches are not cheap. And so there's more involved with it. You know, electricity is pretty simple compared to running your own internet service. So,
well, right around the corner from my house, Xfinity built this big brick building,
mm-hmm.
which apparently holds all their switching gear. And
right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And one of the technicians was telling me about this. So, yeah, I guess it's not that simple.
It's not that simple. And if you look at any telephone pole in your neighborhood in general or around the state, you're going to see these big gray boxes nowadays. And those were never there, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Those things have their own power supplies. They have their own switching internally there. And that's going to be for, you know, Cox or SNET or fiber, whatever. It's lots of different services that are going to be through those boxes. They need juice to extend those signals. And believe it or not, inside those boxes are the same type of thing that are in those brick buildings. Those are switches and technology hanging off that 40-foot pole. So it's a lot going on there. But hopefully you guys will get that signed and you'll enjoy another option.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep on top of it, and when we do eventually get it, I'll call back in and let you know.
Nice.
But I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. We appreciate you, Ed.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Bye bye. If you can get another option in your neighborhood, you're gonna pay a lot less for internet. I mean, you're looking at a $20 a pound steak these days, but your internet could be as low as $30. That's where we finally are. It took forever to have that happen. Pura fought it tooth and nail, it seemed, to not let another provider in the state. But here we are. We have another option. And now with wireless coming along, with cellular wireless coming along, you'll have those options too. So our internet may not cost a car, you know, may not be as expensive as a car payment or our rotisserie chickens. We're going to take a quick break, get back to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. We are here till 11 o'clock. We are live. We'll be right back. And we are back. Carolyn's still celebrating International Women's Day, right? International. Not just national, but why do they just call it Galactic Women's Day? That's what they should do. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. 860-522-9842 is the number. If you saw Dune 2, were you as confused as everyone else when you saw Christopher Walken as the Emperor?
Okay.
I was just saying, are they joking? You just start thinking about cowbells when you see Christopher Walken. Oh, my goodness. It's a great movie. But that was a weird, weird choice to have Christopher Walken. He does a fine job, but it just doesn't seem to be the right casting to me. So as a way for your calls, feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we can talk about spice harvesting if you want. anything in the news you want to talk about, Dennis?
Yeah, we can still talk about that Change Healthcare cyber attack that has been affecting pharmacy payments around the country.
Right.
Weeks now.
United Healthcare owns Change.
Right. They own them. It looks like they're just now starting to get things back in gear, and they may have paid the ransomware gang that sacked them $22 million.
Well, they paid them $22 million worth of fake money in crypto.
Uh-huh.
So somebody said it's worth $22 million. Yeah. I don't know why, but you guys think crypto's a thing. But yeah, they collected that. The other thing about that, though, is that once they collected their money, so the idea of these ransomware gangs is they have to pay off their... It's like a pyramid scheme a little bit. They get commissions on their ransoms, and they share it amongst their thieveries, that they're thieves, they're hackers out there. And they didn't seem to do this. They shut it down, blaming the FBI, right?
Yeah.
They said, hey, we got to go underground. We got to shut this down. The FBI's on to us. And the FBI said they didn't do anything, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and now all these affiliates that had been helping them out for however long, and
right.
I guess they've been around for maybe a year or two.
Yeah, they want to get their cut.
They want to get their cut out of this, and oops, you're not getting nothing.
So that's kind of interesting. Even the thieves are stealing from each other. According to the story that's out there, they stole 6 terabytes of sensitive data. So along with being encrypted, they were literally hamstrung. The company couldn't operate because all their systems are encrypted. They stole 6 terabytes of data, and the company supposedly gave them $22 million in fake money and to have them pinky swear that they're not going to release that data. Now, these are the same crooks that are actually stealing from their peer crooks. Do you really think they're not going to release that data? We'll see.
Right.
I'm sure they're selling it right now. So we'll put a link up there for you as far as the story goes. But this was like United Healthcare. So again, Microsoft's getting infiltrated by the Russians. You've got these types of things happening. Let's get rid of crypto. If the crypto industry didn't exist, there would be no ransomware industry. There'd be no payment. And actually, there's lawmakers trying to make ransom payments illegal.
True.
Right? And technically they are.
Yes.
You can't technically, the FBI will tell you, that you can't participate in the crime by paying a ransom.
Right.
Right? Whether it be in crypto or Beanie Babies or actual cash. You really can't do that. And we've had examples. We picked up an account that had been encrypted. They gave us the sad story. So this company, their internal IT person had configured the backups just to be local on their system. And they got encrypted. And all their data was completely encrypted. So they had no option but to pay a ransom to the bad guys, because if they hadn't, they would just have to shut their doors. Because the local IT person, the internal IT person, never configured an offsite backup, never had another way that was air-gapped to get the data back. So as the story goes, the owner of the company goes and works with a ransomware negotiator. Yes, that's a thing. And takes the $30,000 ransom down to, I think, $20,000. And so she goes to the bank and says, hey, bank, I need a check made out to Ransomware Negotiators R Us for $20,000 so that they can pay these boneheads in crypto money. And the bank says, no, we can't do that. You're participating in a crime.
Yeah.
And so she says to the bank, well, then I'll have to sue you, because if I can't pay the ransom, my business is out of business. And the bank acquiesces and lets her use her money. But you're not supposed to be able to do this. So these lawmakers are going to make a law. Great. I'll give you the law to make. Make it impossible to convert your crypto into money.
Correct.
You can pay in crypto if you want. I don't care about that. That transaction, if you want to think crypto is worth something, just keep crypto to crypto.
Right.
Don't let it become cash or real money. If you just did that, this whole industry would go away. True. If they all want to roll around in all their fake money, go for it. But don't let it be connected to real money. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're here till 11 o'clock. It is 10:30. Usually you guys all call now. But right now, right, you haven't called. So we have 4 wide open lines, and that's fine. 860-522-9842. We're happy to have you if you have an issue you want to talk about. But Dennis and I can chat about things, and there's some more technology news you can use or not. What do you got there, Dennis?
Yeah, HP has a new innovation in printing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great.
We talk a lot about HP printers and stuff.
It's going to be faster, cheaper, better?
Right. Well, let's hold off on just 1 second.
Yeah.
We've talked in the past about their Instant Ink subscriptions, where you pay a certain amount per month.
Right.
They monitor your printing. They know what you've been printing, and then they'll send you new ink cartridges in advance.
Just in time.
Just in time to be replaced.
Right.
Well, and I know people who've done that and actually like it.
All right.
So, hey, more power to them. If you're happy with it, great.
Yeah.
Well, they've come up with a new subscription type service.
Yeah.
Where you not only subscribe to the ink, you subscribe to the printer. It is a printer rental instead of purchase.
Wow.
And the upshot of it is, of course, is that they have to have complete control over your printer.
Right.
Because if you don't keep that payment up,
It'll
brick your printer over the internet.
It's like the water company. You know, pay your water bill. They turn it right off.
And of course, what will happen if your printer happens to be offline at any given time?
Yeah.
No print for you.
No print for you. So you need to, oh my goodness.
They're just looking for ways to get these subscription payments.
Dave Ramsey is screaming, what are you doing? You're not going to rent your printer. Are you crazy? that is crazy. If you do the math on anything you rent, whether it be voice over IP phone systems where you rent them at $25 a handset, you are paying for that phone system 3 to 4 to 5 times over what you could if you just bought it.
Right.
And you're getting literally no benefit. You're just putting money in other people's pockets so that they can rent you the phone system forever. Same thing here. The printer companies want to get you to rent the rent a printer?
Yes, want you to rent the printer.
It's just ridiculous. Well, if you really want to do it, you can do it. HP's making it an option for you.
Yep.
Well, thank you there, Dennis, for that story.
Yeah, more to look forward to, huh?
Yeah. We have a caller out there in Middlefield. Peter has a question. What's going on, Peter?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I have a question. Windows 10 Pro, the files written on a C drive can't be read by another user that's on the system. But for files written to the D drive, it's all the users on the system can read it. Is there an easy way to set it so that the same protections on the C drive are applied to the D drive?
Well, you would have to manually change the permissions on the D drive. What I would probably do...
On the C drive.
He was talking about...
He wants to match the D for the C, right, Peter?
Yeah, so like user X can write a file and user Y can't see it if it's on the C drive.
That right, and if it's under there, if it's in their own user profile, correct.
Yeah. Right, so how do you carry that through so files written to the D drive have that same feature?
Oh, I misunderstood completely.
Yeah. What I would do is maybe on the D drive come up with a one directory, maybe call it users to match what's on C.
Yeah,
because it's the C users that has this protection in it. So on D users, what you would do is you would create the directory, right-click on it, go into the properties of the directory. Mm-hmm. In the security section, you would add, you would take where the everyone user is, and you would deny access
to everyone.
To the everyone, which is basically all the users that ever connect to the computer.
Right. So then, but hang on real quick. Yes. Ironically, this is the whole Microsoft problem. They start with allowing everyone versus denying everyone.
Correct.
When that's this is the again the basis of Microsoft. Everyone's got access versus nobody has access, and then you specifically give it.
All right. Now inside that D users directory, you would create another directory for each user.
Yep.
Then for that directory, you assign full permissions to that one user that you're assigning to that directory.
Right.
All right.
So on the step where I deny everyone, it's not going to block the person out completely?
From actually being able to adjust the permissions?
It'll prevent everybody from just looking at a list of what's in D users.
Right, the everybody group,
but
which is everybody.
But once you've created, let's say you've got John.
Yep.
Okay. You'll create a directory, D users John.
Right.
If he loads that path, D users John, because you have given him full permissions to the
explicit
John directory underneath D users.
Right.
He will see that path,
right?
But he will not see anything else in the D users folder. He will only see his own folder.
John, right.
Oh, okay. For me, that's counterintuitive because if you deny it at the higher level, then you can't get past that block point.
Well, it is true. You probably have to add traversal rights for all the users, but you would assign that to each one individually also into the D users. But you need to do the deny to the everyone
first
in order to be able to establish permissions for each user then underneath that.
Can I just do that at the D drive level?
You could if you want to. I was just trying to think of a way to mirror the same effect so that C and D both look like each other and these user folders would be protected.
But he can do it at the drive
layer
if he wants.
Yeah.
He can deny everyone.
You can do it for the whole drive, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, I never knew that because I thought if you deny at the drive level, then nobody, including anyone, could even see it. So why would you deny something?
You're also denying the everyone, which is not necessarily a user, which is
right.
Part of the confusion in how you define permissions like this. Right. But because you've explicitly allowed John to get to his folder, then he will be able to see the whole path up to that.
Right.
But he will only see anything that you have given him permissions to that's underneath that, if that makes any sense.
Explicitly.
Okay. Right. Yeah, this always gave me confusion, even probably going back to the first time this was ever, was it Windows 95?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, this doesn't make any sense. So I just kind of left it alone and never used it.
Well, right, and so that's the thing about the security. Everything stays wide open. The everyone's included, and it, yes, no, is it, we understand. We get confused, too. we're humans. It is counterintuitive. It's hard to do. Hard to do it right.
I'm going to see if I can come up with an article that kind of explains some of what I've been talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I went a little fast.
I was jotting down chicken scratch notes as you were talking.
Yeah, you got to deny everyone and then explicitly allow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Peter?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll find a link for you, too. This is one of the hardest things about security. Microsoft tried to make everything very easy. Everyone has access to everything. You can see everything. And it was successful. And then we got connected to the internet, and now you're right up against the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, right up against your systems. And they're like, hey, those Americans set everything up to allow everyone. Let's go. So we're going to step out for a quick break. The lines are ringing. This is Computer Talk. We'll be. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice, so stick around for that. And we've got a link I think we put up there for the permissions. It's a little complicated.
Well, what's nice about this particular article is that it's got samples of all the different dialogues that are called for.
Yeah.
And even though they're the screenshots that they have are from Windows 7, it's going to be pretty much the same in Windows 10.
Same concept.
It's just the borders look a little different, but the interior of all those dialogues is exactly the same.
Sounds good. So hopefully it helps.
Yeah.
And let's go on to your calls and see what Andrea in Southington has got cooking. What's happening, Andrea?
Hi. I love your show.
Thanks.
I just got a notice of a charge to my PayPal for something called Total Ad Block.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't buy it?
I'm not sure. It might have been like a trial, but is it a legit?
So it's $1.99?
Yeah, or $99 for a year.
Yeah, I've never used it, but have you used it, Dennis?
No, not this product.
I typically use the Brave browser, which I could tell it to block the ads, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, for me, just using Brave is a really good shortcut for ad blocking because it has its own ad blocker built right into it, and you can manage it. The ads, right within its own interface. You don't need an extension or anything. You don't need to pay anybody anything. I'm not seeing that this is a very promising tool.
Oh no.
There are other extensions if you want to keep using Chrome or Edge. The one that I would recommend is UOrigin.
Hmm. Oh right, you brought that up before.
Yeah, I think we've even linked to it in the past.
It's very customizable.
Extremely.
Yeah.
And I think based on what I see, using Brave, I think that's the engine that they built in.
Oh, really?
Something like
it. And it's
it.
Free right now, right?
Yeah, and that one is completely free.
But they're getting something for free, so you're still the commodity. Yeah. We just don't know what they're selling about you.
Well, the UOrigin, I believe, is just put together as a open source project.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Maybe you're not the commodity. Who knows?
Yeah.
So check out UOrigin if you up to you if you want to keep paying the tool you're using there for the $1.99. I would save that money.
And that's what I'm thinking. When you say it's UOrigin,
well,
the
it's UBlockOrigin. Sorry,
UBlockOrigin.
Yeah,
Origin.
Yeah, UBlockOrigin.
We'll put a link up there for you.
Open source.
Yeah, and don't search for it. We'll put a link up there.
We're gonna put a link up, and you go there, and it'll work with Chrome and Edge. I don't know if there's a Firefox version.
Right. And the only reason we put these links up
there is
We don't want you guys to search for something and end up at some dark corner of the internet incorrectly. But if you're using OpenDNS, you wouldn't end up at a dark corner of the internet. Are you using that, Andrea?
I do use that.
Good. Good. But yeah, we'll put the link up there for you, and you'll check that out, and you can cancel your $1.99 rent, whatever you're doing now, Total Block, and use this instead.
I didn't even recognize it. So is it U, the letter U, Black Origin, or YOU?
It's the letter U, Black Origin. But go okay. to our site or go to our Facebook group
yeah.
and get the link there.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You got it, Andrea.
You have a great show.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
All right.
The thing about searching these days is that you just can't. Yeah, this is not dropping. I'll just, there it goes. You don't want to find yourself at the wrong site. The bad guys out there know about uBlock Origin, let's say, and they create a misspelled uBlock Origin. And you're going to end up at a site that looks like it, and it's not. And then who knows what it's going to do to your system. So we try to vet the links we put out there. We don't get anything. We don't make anything. You're not the commodity for us at all. It's purely so we don't get a complaint saying, hey, you sent me to this site, and I got hacked. We don't want to hear that call, and we haven't heard it for the past 30 years. So that's the only reason we do this, is to try to make sure that you're not going to go to some bad site by accident. So as a wait for your calls, a quick thing that's going on. Actually, what did you want to talk about, Dennis? Did you have a news article? Or am I going to talk about the Google gift cards?
We need to talk about those gift cards.
Yeah, so there's a lot of gift card fraud going on. And there's a lawsuit out there that claims that Google is earning on the fraudulent gift cards. So there's an Indiana resident, Judy May, and the suit alleges Google keeps funds stolen from Google Play gift cards, either by taking the 15 to 30% commission from the payments to the Google Play app that the bad guys spend the money on, or by withholding all the funds paid via scammed gift cards for its own benefit. So what goes on with these gift cards is, and basically the Federal Trade Commission says that from January 2018 to September 21st, $433 million in fraudulent gift cards. That's a lot of money here. And Google takes its 30% when the bad guys buy something on the Play Store that you were going to buy because you gave them the code. And or they make the money on the product, right? Or they just keep the money. And Apple was hit with a settlement because it had knowingly allowed scammers to abuse its iTunes gift cards while keeping the fees arising from the fraud. So, I mean, if you report that your card has been stolen from you, the least Google could do is make it inactive. But no, they let the bad guys use the money.
Right.
And this is really just awful. So you're probably wondering, how in the world is somebody able to scam you out of your gift card?
Right.
Well, basically, the bad guys reach out to you and act like they're coming from the feds.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, like, unpaid taxes or who knows what. And why you would take a call from somebody who says they're from the feds and you have unpaid taxes and that you can clear your account by using a gift card to pay it.
Really?
Yep. And folks out there are saying, okay, here's my code. And they ask them for the code, and now they've unlocked all the money on the gift card, and they're not paying your taxes. And then they go ahead and say, oh, you're all set, ma'am or sir. And then they just drain your card. So you don't give them the code, guys.
Now, can I ask a really dumb question?
Yeah, sure.
Who in the world actually thinks
the
feds want to be paid
in gift cards?
Gift cards.
$433 million worth of that there,
who
Dennis.
Who actually thinks that?
Yep, that's the world we're living in.
I don't get it.
We are all a bunch of we're just so gullible as a people. Yeah, I couldn't imagine either. We'll put the link up there for you. You guys can read it for yourself. Don't give anybody your gift card code.
No.
We want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Enjoy your green beer. Bristol Brass and Wind has a concert on Tuesday night. If you want to check out, we're playing a lot of Irish music really fast. Hard to do. 7 o'clock up there in Summer Street, at the church there in Summer Street, the Prospect Church. And I want to thank Mike G posting everything live over at Facebook and Twitter, and I want to thank Dennis for posting everything live here, and our International Woman of the Year back there, Carolyn, for producing our program.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.